Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. With no debt ceiling agreement in place, President Biden is expressing optimism about negotiations at the White House.
He says there is one prime focus from both sides.
The outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default.
There remains uncertainty, though, as influential House GOP Freedom Caucus members are leaning on Speaker Kevin McCarthy to get tougher in talks. Democrats say their yes votes are no guarantee either, even if a deal does emerge. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Speaker McCarthy says he will work through the weekend to get a deal done. President Biden and the First Lady leave for holiday this evening. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, slammed the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday that limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to regulate bodies of water. Schumer called the highest court in the land a MAGA court, even though the decision was unanimous. The decision stopped an attempt by the Biden administration to gain control of wetlands, lakes, ponds, streams, and other relatively permanent waterways. The California Powerball winner, Edwin Castro, who landed a $2 billion jackpot last year, was served with legal papers at his $26 million Hollywood Hills estate in a suit claiming the ticket was stolen. The suit against Castro, which was first filed earlier this year, claims he is not the rightful winner, as the ticket was bought by plaintiff Jose Rivera and soon stolen from him. California lottery officials stand by Castro's win. Ukraine announced it had shot down all 36 Iranian-made drones launched by Russia in overnight attacks, which it said probably targeted critical infrastructure and military facilities. President Zelensky said it had been an uneasy night. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
One of the big changes that restaurants made during the COVID pandemic is now fading away.
Most restaurants eliminated printed menus in favor of QR codes and having customers order off their phone screens. But now?
We're seeing a dramatic shift back to paper or print menus.
The head of the Texas Restaurant Association, Emily Knight, says diners once again want the classic restaurant experience.
They go out, they want to hold on to a menu, they want to compare different items, they want to look at the ingredients that they're about to eat.
One downside for restaurants going back to hard copy menus, flexibility. QR codes let them easily and instantly change prices. I'm Richard Johnson.
Suggesting weaponization of the FBI and the Department of Justice, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'd consider pardoning January 6th defendants and former President Trump if he's elected president.
The 2024 presidential candidate made the comments in an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show.
I'm going to do on day one, I will have folks that will get together and look at all these cases who people are victims of weaponization or political targeting, and we will be aggressive at issuing pardons.
DeSantis argued prosecutors have not been pursuing justice equally. Trump is currently facing a federal investigation over his role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening as we're gearing up for this holiday weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with us. My good friend Jonathan Cahn joins us now. His book that everybody's talking about, best-selling book, The Return of the Gods. Jonathan, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Always great to be with you, Bill.
Well, a lot has happened since you and I last talked in this past year with the success of Return of the Gods. At every turn, when we see evil being demonstrated in our culture, we can't help but think of your book.
Yeah. Well, it's not stopping. It's actually accelerating. And I knew that I had to write The Return of the Gods for this hour, and it's just everywhere. I mean, even people who don't normally speak about the spiritual or the demonic realm are speaking about it because it's affecting everything. It's nonstop.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it has invaded every aspect, but that's the nature of the spiritual. Because it happens first in the spiritual, then manifest in the physical, right?
Yeah, always. And sometimes the other thing is that when this all started, or when really America opened the door for this, and when they started driving God out, it starts out subtly. You know, it's one thing, but as time goes on, it's momentum. It accelerates and it becomes more and more blatant. The seeds were planted, particularly in the early 60s. But they have never stopped, and it's so much so that, you know, it's hard to be shocked anymore, and yet it's still shocking the next thing. You know?
Well, and the thing that's so amazing, as you pointed out in this book and in your previous writings as well, Jonathan, is that the connection, it's like a series of dominoes that goes back to ancient times. It goes through our culture and the history timeline, and then here it is. It opens this portal where now all the demonic has been welcomed back.
Yeah, this is just this week. You know, this week, Target, they came out with this line of clothes, of bathing suits for children, for toddlers that are trans, you know, LGBT and trans bathing suits that actually hide, are meant to suppress genitals on children. This is like demonic. Even just 2 years ago, this would be unthinkable. But that's how this thing works. It just keeps going. And then what was shocking, last year is no longer shocking. And then another shocking thing happens. That's how it progresses. And it's never, there's no barrier. It's like it starts with, just open the door a little bit. It never stays a little bit. It just goes in this progression. That's how these spirits go. You know, when they first came, when these first took over, in a sense, in ancient Israel, when you think about Ahab and Jezebel and Baal, at the beginning, it's with Baal coming into Israel, it's kind of like, do your own thing. Hey, be open.
Right.
But once they get entrenched, these spirits, then it is every knee shall bow. And that's
exactly
where we are. That's where we are.
Yeah. And like you said, it just happens one micrometer at a time. It's very progressive and it's consistent. And this is where we find ourselves, where the American people particularly, and what we're experiencing, not to sound so American-centric, because sometimes we think, oh, it's only, happening here in America. But this same dynamic is happening around the world, isn't it?
Yeah, because and unfortunately, because America is key in this. You know, America was to be a light to the world. You know, it was founded by the Puritans to be a light to the world. And in many ways, it fulfilled a lot of it. Freedom and the gospel, you know.
Yes.
But it's almost like whatever God uses, the enemy wants to use for himself. And you know, God uses things of the enemy for good. The enemy uses things of God for bad. So
yes.
Now America is the number one power in the world that is exporting things like abortion, exporting the attack on gender, the attack on marriage, attack on biblical morality. It is America now. I mean, Christian America, you know, we grew up with this idea of Christian America versus the godless Soviet Union. Well, it's all reversed now. So yes, it's spreading to the world, and America is key. The West is key. You know, actually, it's the nations that and cultures that have known God, they're the worst, because that's the nature of apostasy. That's actually the nature of that parable of Jesus that really sets the stage for the return of the gods, about the spirit that leaves, you know, this house, this guy, and then comes back many times worse. So it's much more evil than a pagan world is a post-Christian world. And the West is the one that's going to lead that.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan, is there any turning back on this, you know, to where, you know, the gates are open, the demons have been released? You know, what is the hope for people of faith in times such as these?
The only hope is God, as he has always been. The only hope is Jesus, and the only hope is the Spirit and revival. Without revival, America is finished. There is no hope. You cannot counter spiritual things with physical solutions. You cannot count the problem with America is not economic or political or cultural. It is spiritual. And you cannot solve a spiritual problem with something that's not spiritual. Only God can do it. Now, is there hope? Yeah, there's always hope as long as there can be revival. But the thing, and there is pushback. If you've noticed, like the last year, there's been pushback. I'm in Florida, you know, and at this convention here. And in Florida, there's a war basically with Disney on one of all things. Imagine years ago, you think this Disney on the side of these demonic things. And then you have DeSantis trying to come against and all that. But you see the fight for the soul of America, because this is all over America. So there has been pushback, you know, like, Bud Light, you know, just in this thing, celebrating transsexuality. Well, you know, surprise, their segment was not thrilled with that. I mean, you know, I don't know who came up with that? So it's been a big pushback. Actually, Disney right now is down 40%, you know, Bud Light was collapsed. So there is a pushback. There's a natural pushback. The only thing is the pushback going to be enough? And without the gospel, without revival, that's not going to do it. And the other thing is that if you keep, you know, we have these things happening, but at the same time, if nothing is stopping the indoctrination of the children, the next generation, which right then it doesn't matter. If you don't affect the children or the young generation, that's where it's going to go. And one of the most recent things, we're kind of doing an update. One of the most recent things that happened, Bill, the rate of those who say that they're not heterosexual in the older generation, it's like 1%. You know,
exactly.
The baby boom, it's about 2%, 1 out of 50. This just came out. This is high schoolers right now. The number is, the percentage is 25%, 1 out of 4. And it has multiplied. So where is it going to be in a few years? Mm-hmm. You know, and if you look at the same number of those who say that they are born again Christians, it's almost like nothing. So what's going to happen to America? If you don't change, if you don't have revival and you don't affect the youth, this is what's going to happen, because this is the next generation.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the last time we talked about, wheats and tares. And that has really stayed with me in considering where we are right now. And people are freaking out going, oh, my goodness, we're losing everything. But I said, look, God's in charge. And we're at that point where, yes, both are growing at the same time. But it's so critical as a person of wheat that you're faithful to that calling, right?
And it's a very good analogy. Of course, the Lord gave it. You know, they're growing together, and the Lord said, "Okay, because if I try to judge everything now, I'm going to wipe out everything. You know, everything, the good and the bad. So it has to be this way. You know, but the other side is, you know, it's like, you know, people think when they think of the end times, They think of, you know, it's just dark. Well, it's not just dark. It's dark and light. You have dark, but you also have God saying, I'm pouring out my spirit on all flesh. You have dark, but you also have the gospel shall be proclaimed, and you have people from every tribe and tongue. So it's lights in the darkness. It's polarization. So the dark is getting darker, but the lights have to get brighter.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is that, again, as people of faith, our responsibility is to draw closer to God. More from Jonathan Kahn after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Good to have you with us. Jonathan Kahn, the author of the best-selling book, The Return of the Gods. Jonathan, I was so excited to talk to you about, you know, our current culture and where we are. it might be appropriate for our audience. I can't imagine our audience not having read your book, but let's give them a quick encapsulation of The Return of the Gods and why you wrote this.
Yeah, this is really the mystery that's behind really everything as we're talking, you know, that's happening, that's affecting our culture, affecting our world. And it goes back to the Bible, of course. The Bible says that behind the gods of the ancient world were actually principalities. The word in Hebrew is shadim. In Greek, it's daimonia. We get the word demon from it. Paul says the same thing in Corinthians. They are worshiping demons. It's demonic. These are spirits. So in a nutshell, what happened was the whole world was under this influence, but the gospel came in and the gospel drove out the gods. I mean, that's what changed everything, particularly in the West. Now, the thing is that
Jonathan, can I interrupt you really quick here? You know, this came up before. You know, when Jesus died, he was in the grave. The gospel says he descended into heaven. When he descended into heaven, was that part of what happened with the demons in terms of him binding the demons in hell at that time?
Well, that's a great question, which is argued about quite a lot. You know, what they preach to the spirits, you know, preach to the bound things. Well, I think I think there's certainly a link, because the power of Jesus truly not only casts out these spirits and binds the spirit, but also literally in the history of our civilization, literally drove these things out. So, I mean, it's all linked together. That power is there. In the Greek, the word is ekbalo, to cast away. And so not only did he cast out demons from people, he had cast out gods from a civilization. And the thing is, when the gods, in a sense, are gone, but the spirits don't die. So what happened to them? And for that is that parable that gives the final key. And that is that when he speaks about the spirit that goes out of a man, then says, I'm going to go back into the man. And if the man is empty, and so he brings seven other spirits, and the man is worse than before. Well, not just talking about a man. At the end of that parable, he says, so it shall be with this generation. So in other words, it's civilizations, cultures can be possessed, they can be delivered, they can be repossessed. So the warning for America and the warning for the world, modern world, is that if any civilization, any culture, any nation that has been set free from these things, delivered like Western civilization has been delivered, America, then if it should ever turn away from God, if it should ever empty the house, its house is not staying empty. Those spirits that were cast out of it are coming back into it. And what the Return of the Gods is revealing is that we can actually identify the key spirits there that were there in the Bible that are at work right now. In a book, I call them the Dark Trinity. And the first one's called the Possessor. The second one's a she called the Enchantress. The third one's called the Destroyer. And this is behind everything. I mean, it's amazing because in the early 60s, we start taking God out. And then look what happens, like clockwork. The 60s explode, sexual revolution, you know, abortion, all these things that are linked to these gods. It's actually linked to paganism. So these gods, these spirits are back, and they're back to transform this nation and this world and to repossess it. And the thing is, Jesus said when they come back worse. So what we are heading for is something worse than what was in the pagan world. You know, between a pagan world, a pre-Christian world, and a post-Christian world, the post-Christian world is far more dangerous. And so that's where we're heading now. And so I go into each of it. I will do it as you're led. But the thing is that each of the gods are behind everything from the sexual revolution, abortion, to transgenderism and everything, LGBT. Everything is part of this mystery.
It's all connected. And it's interesting that you talk about the 60s, because what happened in the 60s, we take the Ten Commandments out of the classrooms. We give entry into the sexual revolution. And, you know, of course, one of the current movies that has been getting some positive attention is the Jesus Revolution that takes us back to the early 70s. Right. And so I think it was quite interesting that you had, again, Wheats and Tares. Right. So we have, you know, free love, sex, drugs, rock and roll going on, Woodstock, all that. And then we have the Jesus Revolution that's taking place at the same time. And I think I go, whoa, this is interesting. So again, weeks and tares, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of like as the tares grow more darker, the weeds have to grow brighter, and so the weeds have to get more radical. And in other words, if you go back in time, everybody said they were Christian in America, but it was kind of gray because everybody, so it doesn't mean much. when you see the when you see the revolution, or you see the sexual revolution and all the occult and all those things happening, what you see among the Jesus revolution is something more radical. You know, you see Jesus as something more radical. It's kind of all going back to the book of Acts. And the book of Acts kind of like reversing. And so, you know, you had this thing where you had Christian culture, but it became gray. Then you have the separating, you know, the dark is getting darker. The brights have to get brighter and more radical. They might be more of a remnant, or there might be a smaller number, but they're going to be more radical. Look at the book of Acts. You had a small number. You had a pagan culture, and yet you had a revolution. So I think that's one of the dynamics, because if you're going to stand for God in these days, you have to be more radical.
Yeah, without a doubt. And of course, we know that with every revival in history, Jonathan, there was persecution, right? Because that's what ignited the revival.
Yeah, there's a clash one way or the other, just like there was in the book of Acts and there was in the first centuries of the gospel. There's a clash because the light is, you know, the light is not going to match with the dark, you know, and if the light and it goes the same way, you know, if the darkness is removing the gray from the darkness to get even more dark, which is what's happening in our culture, then the lights have to remove the gray from their life to get even more bright. So it's a process of polarization, and you're right, you know, one goes with the other, and it will I believe it'll keep going that way in the end times. You know, that if the world gets even more evil, those who stand are going to get even more great, like the apostles.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is why people of faith have to really hold on to God and stay closer to God because of the times that are ahead, Jonathan, I believe.
Absolutely. This is not planned, Bill, but, you know, because that just triggered it. But the book that I am working on that's going to be released in September, that's only going to be like revealed like when around this time that you have the title, is basically going along with that. It's an ancient mystery, but it's giving a guide for the end times. What do we do? What's the answer? How do we live? And we're talking about this now, but how do we overcome? And that's what I'm really led, because we have to be that person. We have to be that people.
Now, this new book brought it up, so I don't want to violate
it. I wasn't planning on it, but yeah.
Anything, yes, well, that's, hey, isn't that actually the Holy Spirit?
You know what? Yeah, you know what? Because you were going right. Well, the thing is this. I'll take a break to say this from what we're talking about. But it's actually, we're recording this, it's actually, the cover's being revealed, the title's being revealed. They're actually going to put it up on the web, so it's not available yet. I haven't even finished it, but it'll be come out in September, but you can pre-order it on Amazon anyway. So I'm going to tell you right now, let me tell you the title, and here's the mock-up. It's not a real one. You guys are the real cut, but this is, it's called The Josiah Manifesto. And the ancient mystery and guide for the end times. And it's going to be, and this is what it's going to look like.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah. And so this is going to be the mystery of what's happening in our times, but all these mysteries are going to come together, and it unlocks really what I believe is a guide, for a blueprint from the Lord for this age, for God's people. How do we stand? How do we overcome? What is our calling? It's more radical now. And all these things we're talking about, that's going to be, I've never done a book that, I mean, doing books with mysteries, but I never had one that led to this. So it's going to, if they go on the web, they can see just the Josiah Manifesto, they can pre-order it. It's coming out in September. Yeah.
Can't wait. Look at what you did to us. You teased us once again. Show us the cover, the mock-up again, one more time.
And this is exclusive. I haven't showed it. I haven't done it. Okay. This is the Josiah. Oh, wait, let me put it here. You got this. We got this blurring. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Look at the mystery here. I'm not.
Yeah,
right. This is this. All right. Wait a minute. Come on. Okay. Okay. This is what it looks like. I'm trying to get it. I think the enemy doesn't want you to see it. This is just the Josiah Manifesto. This is the first glimpse on your program.
Wow, that's excellent. Well, we're so honored, Jonathan. Thank you so much. Yeah. We got to go to break. We got more from Jonathan Kahn after this.
A new IBM Institute for Business Value Report, 7 Bets, takes a look at the major trends shaping business and the bets leaders should make to benefit from them. One such trend is the acceleration of tech-led disruptions driven by generative AI. Salima Lin, Senior Partner, IBM Consulting.
We've hit a massive inflection point with technology. Generative AI has captured the world's imagination and democratized AI in every aspect of society and business, from supply chains and IT operations to customer service and HR. Business leaders need to capitalize on these trends and make bold, informed bets, like shifting their mindset from AI being an add-on to embedding it at the strategic core of their business.
To learn more about the seven bets businesses should make, visit ibm.com/IBV. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. With no debt ceiling agreement in place, President Biden is expressing optimism about negotiations at the White House.
He says there is one prime focus from both sides.
The outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default.
There remains uncertainty, though, as influential House GOP Freedom Caucus members are leaning on Speaker Kevin McCarthy to get tougher in talks. Democrats say their yes votes are no guarantee either, even if a deal does emerge. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Speaker McCarthy says he will work through the weekend to get a deal done. President Biden and the First Lady leave for holiday this evening. Ukraine announced it had shot down all 36 Iranian-made drones launched by Russia in overnight attacks, which it said probably targeted critical infrastructure and military facilities. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
As promised, back with you. We're talking with the best-selling author, The Return of the Gods. Jonathan Cahn continues with us. Jonathan, you started to talk about the unholy trinity.
Yes.
Let's expand on that in this segment. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. The idea is, like, you know, if these spirits are coming back, which ones, which gods? Well, when you look at the Bible and you look at what happened when Israel turned away from God, there were three primary entities that are basically, you know, epitomizing their fall of Israel. And that the first one is called the possessor. We know him as Baal. The name Baal is from Hebrew. Baal means the possessor. And this is the one that comes in the beginning and turns the nation that has known God away from God. And that's what Baal did. Well, he's doing it to America. And this began, you know, when you look at when did America start emptying itself of God? Early 60s. We take God out of school. You know, out of it. Well, Jesus warned, you do this, the house isn't going to stay empty. So you take God out of the school, out of the children, something else is going to come into the school and it's going to come into the children. Well, it's happening now. So Baal is what gets in. And this is the spirit that drove God out of the culture of Israel. Well, this spirit has been doing it in America for the last half century progressively. Mm-hmm. And then it's also the same spirit that caused Israel to forget God. And so at the same time, we have a nation that has forgotten God, forgotten it ever knew God, cannot even imagine what it was like to have a nation where America, where people, the teachers led the children in praying to God all across America. And then it also caused Israel to strike down the commandments of God. Well, we've literally done it, as you said, we've literally done it. But also it's a spirit that paganizes a Christian culture, paganize it. And this happens in every ways we don't even imagine. For instance, in the pagan world, you had one God, you had one truth. In monotheism, you have one God, one truth. In paganism, you don't have one God, you have many gods and many truths. So now we have this spirit in our culture saying there's no truth. Everybody has their own authentic truth. And so therefore, if a man says he's a tree, then that's his authentic truth. He's a tree. So the point is, this thing that we call wokeism and progress, it's all pagan. And the other thing is, the sign of Baal was a molten bronze bull. Well, could it appear in America? If you go to New York City, down where the Harbingers are, you're going to see a molten bronze bull, which is the sign of Baal, the Bible sign of a nation that once knew God, turned away from God. It's all there. So this is affecting us. And now Baal, or it's like that first spirit that comes back to the house, opens the door and brings back the rest. And that leads to the next one.
Exactly. And you said when we talked earlier, Baal's port of entry was at the port of entry of New York, where so much of our country's history began, right?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, Bill, because not only, did much of America begin in New York, the economic power, the founding of the state, the George Washington being inaugurated, New York was the first capital of, and the thing is that, but it's also a port. It's the gate of America. And God speaks a lot about gates. And it's interesting because New York has been a gate or a portal for so many of these things. I mean, and when I take about, talk about Baal, I was in New York when they actually erected an object that was linked to the Temple of Baal in New York City. And they had a ceremony around it. They played music of Baal. They had the leaders of New York there. I filmed it. We filmed it there.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, so New York was crucial with this, but New York has also been the portal for much of the sexual revolution. It's been the portal of abortion in America by and large, overwhelmingly. It's also the portal of the war against gender and the changing of sexuality. It was all New York. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's the gate. The gods get in through the gate. So it's very interesting that you said that. And so that leads to the next one, the enchantress. The Bible speaks about this one too. It says Baal and Ashtoreth. Ashtoreth was Baal's wife in Canaan. But this goddess appears there. Ashtoreth becomes Ishtar in Babylon. She becomes Aphrodite in Greece. She becomes Inanna in Sumer. She's one of the most ancient principalities. This is the principality of sexual immorality. She sexualizes a culture. So what would we expect to happen? We got Baal first. Then what would we expect? We expect there to be some revolution in the realm of sexuality. Well, it happened. And it's even called the sexual revolution. That's the fingerprints of this goddess. And this goddess was a prostitute. What does a prostitute who takes sex out of marriage, puts it into the marketplace? That's what she has sexualized America. And in ancient Greece, when they worshipped her, they called her the great, that you say sacred prostitute. But in Greek, the word for her was porne. Porne, we get pornography. She was the beginning. She was the one basically who invented pornography. For the first pornography on planet Earth comes from her. And so you have an explosion of pornography, and her basic mission is to take a Judeo-Christian civilization and paganize it through the realm of sexuality, and she's done it. And look at what's happened. It has not stopped. It's not stopped. Then it leads to the third. I'm just giving, a quick, brief nutshell. But the third one is called the Destroyer. This is the one that led parents to offer up their own children as sacrifices. And the thing is, could this happen to America? It already has.
Oh, yeah.
1970, it's like clockwork. The possessor, the enchantress, sexual revolution, and now 1970 abortion comes to America. We are actually killing our children. That's where it began. And the thing is that then it became law in 1973 with the Supreme Court. But the thing is that this is not progressive. This is a pagan act. This is the most pagan of acts. This was the only thing that stopped this really was the gospel, the killing of children. But now it's back. And Jesus said they come back worse. So the thing is that when Israel turned away from God, they killed thousands of their children. We have killed over 64 million of our children. They come back worse. And that's how real this is. But then it goes.
The thing is, you're talking physical abortion. We're not even talking chemical abortions. Chemical abortions, the experts are estimating another 40%, Jonathan. So you're probably looking at well over you know, 100 million. Is that right? Yeah, those numbers, you know?
Wow. Yeah, yeah. No, I had not even heard that, but that's amazing. Think about that. I mean, how great is a crime when you kill 100 million, a million people? What is that a crime?
Yeah.
But to kill tens of millions or 100 million. That's what we've done. That's what happens when you turn away from God. That's what they did in the ancient world. That's what we're doing. It's all what we're doing is replaying it because the same spirits are back. It's affected everything. When you look at every major issue of the culture war, it all goes to these gods, every single one of them.
No, I was just going to say, and it attacks the foundation of culture and civilization that God had instituted. You know, the family, the husband, the wife, the children, all that. It's, you know, the demonic has brought in a wrecking ball through these institutions, has he not?
Yeah, and that, you know, because if you get the family, you've got everything. If you go to the realm of marriage or sexuality, because life comes from this. This is basic. And then you destroy family, then you destroy civilization. And that's why the gods are always after the children. They're always after the family. And absolutely. And he said one of these gods, the goddesses, she was a prostitute. What does a prostitute do? A prostitute weakens family. So when the sexual revolution came, took sex out of marriage, weakened family, destroyed families, destroyed. And that leads to the next part, which is exactly what you alluded to. And that is that the goddess in her, as she gets deeper, as she possesses a culture, another side of her takes over. And it says it in her ancient inscription, she says, I am a woman, I am a man. It says it says in her hymn, it says she turns a man into a woman and a woman into a man. And so what are we watching now? It's exactly this. Now, this is her darker work. This is her later work. She could never do this at the beginning. It'd be too radical. But once she gets possession, now we move to this. That's why we're in this stage now. And so she's the goddess of merging the lines between male and female, about breaking, confusing gender. And so one of the things it says she grinds away the masculinity of men. And so look at the spirit that's in America. It's grinding away the masculinity that hates men. You know, it's crazy. You know, the only time the culture celebrates masculinity is when it's from a woman.
Amazing.
But it's a man.
We got to go to break. We got more from Jonathan Kahn after this.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski. The ding-a-roner. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
T-Mobile has launched a game-changing plan to shake up the wireless phone market with the launch of Go 5G Plus. With carriers extending their device contracts to a staggering 36 months, customers have been left feeling vulnerable to carriers' rate hikes. Go 5G Plus guarantees that both new and existing customers get the same great device deals and are upgrade ready every 2 years. Plus, it comes with $270 in added value each month for families. Go 5G Plus also includes price lock guarantee, meaning T-Mobile won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data. Taxes and fees will apply. For a limited time, this plan can save families of three about $500 a year compared to other wireless premium plans. T-Mobile makes it easy to switch with their easy unlock offer. Hand in an old locked phone and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $650 and give customers a brand new phone up to $830 in value. Go 5G Plus is the ultimate solution for anyone looking for more flexibility, freedom, and value in their wireless plan. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn.
That's the daughter. That's crazy. That's what she did. And the thing is that so the idea is to take men away from manhood, away from fatherhood, away from husband, away from women, away from, and so that's exactly what's been happening, and to emasculate them. And now at the same time, it says she defeminizes women. She masculinizes women because she was actually a female with masculine attributes. And so that's what she's trying to make women into her image. So that's why we have what we have. It's all happening according to that. And then it gets into the other realm that she had a priesthood, and the priesthood were men who walked around her temples dressed up as women. And they're dressed in women's clothing, basically men in drag. And they had makeup, high pitched voices. They would speak that way. They would dance, and the parents would bring their children to see the priests, these men dancing as women. So does that sound familiar? Well, that's where we are.
Nothing new under the sun, Jonathan.
No, that's the amazing thing, but it makes sense because you take out, the only thing that ended that was God. You take God out, it's coming back, and don't be surprised, the exact thing is coming back. And also, she would also have her priests surgically transitioned. And so that's back too. There's actually an inscription where an ancient Sumerian inscription where the men are dancing before the goddess carrying scalpels as if to celebrate their surgical transition. I mean, this is back. The difference is that back then she possessed a priesthood. Now she's seeking to possess an entire generation of children. And that what Jesus said, they come back worse. So this is affected, that's taken over our entire culture. It's a spirit. It's not natural. I mean, the fact, another thing about it, Bill, about this goddess is she's the goddess of parades. So what's going to happen? You're going to have parades of the goddess. Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of parades did she have back then in Mesopotamia? Parades where men dressed up as women and women as men parading through the city with all sorts of color, all sorts of sexual licentiousness and gender bending. That's exactly what's happening. They're back. She especially possessed 1 month of the year. What was the month? Saint Jerome identifies it as the month of June. And so June is back. You know, Jesus said the spirits go back to the house they possessed. So she used to possess June. So she goes back now to us. It's coming like this is all new. It's not new. This is what was taken out and now what's come back.
Yeah, and this is amazing. Go ahead.
Sign of the rainbow is linked to the goddess. It says it calls her Rainbow Ishtar. She was the one, she says she makes herself like a rainbow to wage war. to enlarge herself. She wages war through the rainbow. There's something, every single color of the rainbow of the flag is linked to the goddess. And if people realize there's so much more to this, if people realize the dark mystery to it, they never would have anything to do with it. But that's why it's taking over our culture. You know, Bill, when Christianity was ascended in the Roman Empire, it was, you know, they said Constantine saw a vision where it said, in this sign, conquer, the sign of the cross. That overtook all the other pagan signs. But now we're seeing the reverse. Now the cross is being removed and the rainbow is coming in its place.
Wow. It's amazing.
In this sign, they are conquering.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, we know that a void cannot, exist, that you empty out something, something's going to fill it in. And you've got this progressive movement over the generations that has been pushing God out inch by inch. And here we are. And we're going, how much worse is it going to get?
Yeah, it's amazing because when you think it can't get worse, look at it. I mean, because there's no limits to these spirits. The only limit is destruction. Because, you know, the name for them in Hebrew is Shadim, which means destroyer. And the only end of it is when they destroy. Because when they destroy, there's nothing left. So the end is destruction. That's what, by the way, right now in America, we have more suicide than we've ever had. We have a generation killing themselves. Generation that we've confused, and they're killing themselves. We have the most self. I think they said like one third of teenage girls have either attempted or thought of committing suicide. What's that? And you know, also the ones who are most likely to commit suicide, those who have been confused about their gender. That's statistics. So the Shadim are interested in destruction. That's where they go. That's the end game of it. And it's amazing because, you know, in the 1970s, Ruth Graham told Billy Graham, said, if God doesn't judge America, he owes an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah. That was in the 1970s. Look at how far we've gone since then. I mean, it's madness.
Yeah, here we are. We're allowing our children to be mutilated and further confused, Jonathan. And again, the word of God is quite clear. The fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. So the opposite has to be just as powerful, right?
Yeah, well, the last part of the return of the gods is, I called it the other God. And because, you know, the other God is the God, the God. Everything else is an imitation. And the thing is that the power that we have is, we got to remember, is greater. There's only one true God. And, you know, when Moses led the people of Israel across the Red Sea, he wrote a song and it went like this. And he really said, Micha mocha be'elim Adonai. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? There's no comparison. Like you, there's no comparison. The Almighty, you know, there's nothing left after the Almighty, you know, and there's no comparison. There's no savior like our savior. There's nobody like Jesus. See, there's no runner up. There's no number two. There's no, there's only one. He's still the same. You can argue with him. You're not going to change it. There's nobody like him. And the thing is that it was his name that cast out all these, cast out Zeus, cast out Athena, cast out Dionysus, cast them all out. One name. Yes. So that's the power we have. But the problem, if we don't use that power, we're going to lose. If we use that power, we win. The thing is that the agenda of the gods is always to silence all opposition, make every knee bow down. When they come in the door, it's always in the name of tolerance. Anything goes, do your own thing, live and let live. Once they get in the door, then it's every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess. Now it's cancel culture. Now it's conformity.
Exactly.
But the thing is that now it's be quiet or we're going to cancel you. Don't be quiet. You have to speak. You've got the power of God. You have the power of Jesus. This could be the greatest moment. You know, when people are afraid of the end, don't be afraid of the end times. God, if God didn't want you there, he wouldn't put you here. He wouldn't put you now. And the thing is that people pray, I wish I could live in biblical times. Well, congratulations. These are biblical times. You know, these are the days of Moses. He dealt with the gods. You know, Elijah dealt with the gods. Paul dealt with the gods. The Maccabees, everybody dealt with the gods. In fact, it's very rare. This, what we've been in is an exception. You know, they weren't living in a Christian culture. So, all right, now it's our turn. This is a time for greatness. This is a time when the lights can really become bright.
Can you imagine, Jonathan? I mean, here we are. We're seeing the hand of God. And you say the name of God, that powerful name. That truly every knee will bow, every tongue confess, every nation will bring gifts and honor and glory to when he is in his rightful throne as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. This is where we're heading. It's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we know, the night comes before the morning. So we know, on one hand, it's got to get worse before it gets better. but it's going to get better. That's the ultimate thing, you know. And the fact that, you know, the fact of getting worse, that's the Bible said it all. You know, and the Bible has said this is going to happen. So we can't be shocked when the Bible said it was going to happen. And the thing is that, you know, we don't, you know, we used to talk about that, like, years ago. People get into prophecy and like, oh, it's going to be exciting. Oh, now it comes and everybody's scared. Everybody, you know, listen, this is, you know, this tells you God's on the throne. It's happening.
Amen.
Israel's back. The apostasy is all over. Well, listen, welcome to the end times. This is okay. Right. You know, it's the way it's supposed to be. But you know what? When you watch a movie, what's the most exciting part? The last 15 minutes. Well, this is God saved us for the most exciting part.
Right. And only God tells us, you know, he knows the end from the beginning. He tells us what's going to happen. So no big surprise here, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you read the end of the book and you see it all. And also, and then you see something really good, you know, and because we're heading to the dawn, you know, so we have to stand, you know, and the thing is, but when you look at the book of Acts, you know, we all say, you know, I wish I could live in the book of Acts. Well, the book of Acts, that's what you had. You had persecution. Mm-hmm. You had an anti-Christian culture. You had a pagan culture. You had the gods, and yet you had the power of God overcoming it. So that's what we are to be now. God wants another book of Acts.
Well, you see, and that's what encouraged, you know, the early church leaders and participants in the church is because they saw the hand of God. It was undeniable, Jonathan, right? That's why they were able to go forth and, you know, be martyrs and die for the faith.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because, you know, it says where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more, you know, and the power of God is made and the grace of God, the power of God is manifest in its opposite, in the contrast. So maybe it takes the contrast to kind of shake us up, shake believers up from being asleep. You know, we've been asleep. We've been apathetic. You know, with all this quote Christian culture, that's the other side of it. That's the problem. Now those who stand are going to be awakened and are going to be, those who stand are going to be the ones who can change the world.
Well, Jonathan, a minute left here. I'm going to let you summarize everything and bring us home. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, these can be the most exciting times. Actually, you know what, Bill, I'll share, I haven't shared this anywhere too. When I ended, you know, when I, the day that I finished The Return of the Gods, it was the day that the greatest altar we have, which is abortion, the altar of abortion, was broken open. That was the day the Supreme Court started. On the day I finished it. And so God was saying that, and that's what led me to go to the next book. That's what said, God said, no, the next one's going to be about the broken altar. So that's why, by the way, I'm not, but if you look at it,
please.
You see a broken altar there?
Mm-hmm.
See that broken altar?
That
was the day I finished The Return of the Gods, because there's hope. There is hope, and this could be the most exciting time ever. I'm just what people want to see. I haven't lifted this up, but this is what The Return of the Gods looks like. It's everywhere. You can get this because the other one, you can see it, you can pre-order it, but this one is already out there. So I pray people get it for their people in their lives who also are going through this and are under the influence of it. But listen, God's on the throne. Be the one that God says he looks for, the one whose heart is his. He'll lift him up. You be that one, and God will lift you up.
New York Times bestselling author, my good friend Jonathan Kahn, author of the book The Return of the Gods. We'll look forward to September and the follow-up, the next deposit for us, huh?
Amen. Thank you, Bill. Always
a joy. Jonathan. Love you, pal. Take care.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.